I think everybody wants more local control, and everybody wants their rights to be upheld by their government.
Motivated to protect their environment, Lissandra Holliday and the group North Fork Valley Community Rights Advocates are working to introduce a community bill of rights to Paonia's town government.
Community rights ordinances are proposed local ordinances crafted with the help of the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund, that's CELDEF. They're based in Pennsylvania, and they are helping over 200 other communities in the United States craft similar bills of rights to restore local control, challenge state preemption laws, and keep out unwanted corporate activity, whatever that is, unique to the community.
What does the draft Bill of Rights for Paonia include?
So we enumerate our right to self-government, right to a healthy climate, clean air, water, and soil, the rights of nature and natural systems to exist, and then the right to protect from governmental and corporate interference, and then the enforcements, which is essentially, if this were to be passed, we would have the right as the citizenry to defend it with nonviolent direct action.
According to Lissandra, there is interest in a similar movement in the Roaring Fork Valley.
There is some interest in a chapter in the Roaring Fork that we may cooperate with and help establish.
And so in theory, once we pass a community bill of rights for a town, be it Paonia or Carbondale or Aspen or Marble or Leadville, what kind of weight does that hold when the county wants to do something or the state?
So community bills of rights are illegal, essentially. They challenge the law and break the law in an attempt to change it. And so they are likely to be challenged in a court. State preemption is the concept that local municipalities can't really make that many of their own rules. They have to play within the confines of the state.
In preparation for inevitable pushback from larger entities like state, county, or well-financed corporations, North Fork Valley community rights advocates are bringing Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund's Democracy School to the area this fall.
We'll be hosting CELDEF's Democracy School October 18th and 19th, which is a Friday and Saturday. We got a grant to bring that. It's usually several thousand dollars, so we'll have room for about 25 people, and we'd love to have some folks from the Roaring Fork come over as well.
More information about North Fork Valley community rights advocates is at nfvcra.org. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.